the geeks for that bounce. There's a media panel here, and the room is kind of a little angry because of the violence that had erupted in there, and people were upset at the traditional media for not really doing the reporting. And I thought maybe if some geeks could get together, we could make a way so citizens could report. So I took this idea, and I called up Jeff, and I decided to, and told him about it. He said, well, we can come to San Francisco and talk about it at 140Conf there. And between now and then, I ran into Jeff in Austin, in a piano bar, and he did actually request a song. But it was about 11:30 at night, and the song he requested definitely would have killed the room. And it wasn't my room. So I figured if I'm going to kill a room, I'll kill the instrument. Heard there was secret chord that David played to please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major then, battle king, composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
That's a good idea, but how are we going to do it? And we're already using the word we. Well, I don't know. I explained what I thought we should do. Okay. So we went on a tour of 11 cities in 4 weeks. That included going home on occasion. And we've spent the last year and a half learning about humanitarian response and how people who deal with technology can assist with that. And so we've done a lot of speaking, we've done a lot more listening, and we've facilitated a lot of hackathons. For those of you who don't know, hackathons, a collection of developers get together and they focus on a challenge, and they build the best thing that they can. That's what we've been doing for a while.
Well, your vision saw, you needed proof, you saw the bending on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you.
there's no closure for the people with the technical skill sets. They don't get to hand somebody a new tool and see the impact that it has on their day-to-day life. You just hand it off to see ya and let me know if you need a bug report file. Which is a disservice to everyone involved because the people that are dedicating their time on the software side, they don't see anything. And the people who need those tools to become more effective with what they do, there's no relationship there. And so what we did is we pulled from our background in hackerspaces and in software, and we just launched an accelerator for humanitarian projects. So we pulled the most promising projects out of those hackathons based on what the humanitarian community has indicated it needs, and we put them through a 6-month period of mentorship.
Was the time when you let me know what's really going on below? But now you never show that you need to go. And the moment I moved in you, and the holy thought was moving too. Every breath we drew was hallelujah.
Joining us is Chris Hill on the stage today, so thank you, Jody.
I want to be singing with
thank you all. I think this is pretty amazing. So, wow. That's up.
I get to introduce the next guest so Jeff can go back and give him a hug to get ready for it. So our next guest, I had a great opportunity to talk with him in the green room, and he is a corporate refugee. And